In this, his July superintendent's report, Terrence Beam, Pocahontas School Superintendent, explains what the recently awarded approximately $925,000 Major Improvement Grant from the School Building Authority, or SBA, will do for the county schools. Mr. Beam.
We applied for an MIP, a Major Improvement Project, to replace the sewer system at the high school, the water tank at the high school, a patch of roofing on the vocational building, and some windows and doors for the vocational building, as well as one garage door. The total cost of that was $925,000 approximately. MIPs are limited to $1 million and are also limited to one school per county per year. And with the sewage system being the most dire problem we have, it was apparent that we needed to do our MIP on Pocahontas County High School. I really expected that we would receive the money for the sewer system, but I wasn't necessarily hopeful that we would get the remainder of that money. And lo and behold, the SBA appropriated the entire $925,000 grant, which I want to reiterate to the public that this is $925,000 that we do not have to repay. We do not have to come up with any matching local funds. This is totally a grant from the SBA for us to make those repairs at the high school. Questions have been asked of me as to if we do not spend all of this money for what is needed, what happens to the rest of the money? Still waiting a response from the SBA on that. I do know one thing. It cannot, I repeat, cannot be used for other schools in our county. If it was, of course, we would do that. But I think that they will allow us to keep the remainder of those funds and continue to improve the high school facility. But as far as where we are right now, we are actually still awaiting the grant award, the check itself, and so forth. Actually, I don't even think it comes in a check. It just comes in a letter of a grant award, and then we draw funds from the SBA. But we have to advertise for an architect, first of all. That's the first step. This week's paper, there'll be an article in there asking for architectural firms to bid on our project. Now, whether they're just bidding on the sewer system or the water tank or the windows or doors or all together, that will come out this week in the paper. After the ads go out, we will accept applications for the architectural work until July the 31st. At the July 31st board meeting, then I'll simply let the board know how many architectural firms applied, and then we will set up interviews. If there's more than one, of course, we'll set up interviews. If there is one, we'll still set up an interview to make sure that the architectural firm that we recommend to be hired has done this type of work before and knows the process. Our intent will be to hire an architect at either the August 7th or August 21st Board of Education meeting. All of these things is a process that we must go through in order to follow the regulations the SBA puts out for us. Then the architects that would design the plant and any of the other parts of the project that they would be in charge of doing. And then we would simply place out for bid the installation of the project as far as the water tank or the sewer system or if any of the other parts of this MIP have to be bid out, then we will go through that process. The first part we're going to do is to get the sewer system finished. That is priority one. And then after that, then we'll move into the water tank, which is still usable at this time, but it is on its last legs like a lot of other things in our county. It'll be the next big project. And then the windows and doors at the vocational building, that's a project that can be done during the wintertime if necessary. That's pretty much where we are right now. That's the process. We hire an architect, then we bid out the work. Hopefully, we want to have the project completed as soon as possible. I'm not going to put a time frame on that. I do know our sewer system is going to get the attention first, and hopefully we can get that done by wintertime. I'm not sure we can, but we're certainly going to make every attempt. When we go further in the process, Tim, I will call you back and we'll do an update as to where we are, who we've hired, and what the process is.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.